Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
What's Inside Triple Action Mace, Chili Peppers, and UV Dye by Chelsea Liu. In the late 1960s, a Pennsylvania man named Alan Littman fretted that his wife wouldn't be safe coming home late on the mean streets of Pittsburgh, so he did what any doting husband would do. He figured out a way to fill a portable, easily deployed spray can with tear gas. Then he started marketing the product to law enforcement, and today his invention is known as Mace, a brand now synonymous with private citizens packing a ton of heat. The company's triple action variety is a 1-2 punch of painful riot control agents, pepper spray and tear gas, which have been used for decades to subdue and incapacitate people without killing them, plus UV dye to make targets readily identifiable post-melee. The first active ingredient, alpha-chloroacetophenone, or CN for short, is this early type of tear gas. White, powdery CN reacts with enzymes and other molecules on your body, triggering pain and irritation. It also stimulates TRPA1, the receptor that sends pain signals to your brain when you eat wasabi. The result? Your body overflows with tears, snot, and saliva as it attempts to get the CN off. Oh, and it smells like delightful apple blossoms. The next ingredient, oleoresin capsicum, is extracted from dried chili peppers. This oily goop is riddled with molecules that bind to the receptor TRPV1, which alerts you if, say, your hand is on fire. One spritz is a kajillion times more burny than eating a habanero, turning your face into a searing world of hurt. The formula's third action item is a UV dye, which renders sprayees readily identifiable by making them glow under a blacklight. Mace is coy about which chemicals it uses, but likely suspects include compounds called stilbenes. They're optical brighteners, which absorb UV light and reflect blue and purple tinges. Laundry detergents often contain them to make yellowed clothing look whiter and thus cleaner. The next ingredient, dipropylene glycol monomethyl ether. This organic solvent ensures that chloroacetophenone and oleoresin capsicum don't clump up and fail to deploy. Next is D-limonene, another solvent derived from the oil in orange peels. A fragrant molecule called a terpene, it's so good at dissolving things that it's used for tough tasks like removing graffiti and degreasing engines. It also breaks down the neoprene rubber that keeps the mace sealed in the container, which is why it's tempered with mellower dipropylene glycomonomethyl ether. D-limonene is also an irritant, familiar to anyone who's been squirted in the eye by an orange they were peeling. And finally, we have dry nitrogen. Compressed and squeezed into the canister, the nitrogen gas is the propellant. When you push the button, the nitrogen shoves the pungent, debilitating cocktail along the path of least resistance, up a tube, and out on your soon-to-be-miserable assailant.